Short Lecture, Skill 9, The Revolutionaries. Listen to part of a lecture in a politics class and answer the questions.
Can men vote?
Yes.
How about women?
Of course.
What about farmers, bankers, artists, and people in the military?
Yes, they can all vote.
Have they always been allowed to vote?
No, things have changed. The laws and rules were once different.
You're right. They have changed. Did you know that the American Revolution was fought in part over the issue of voting? The revolutionaries rejected the British argument that English members of Parliament could represent the interests of the colonists. However, the revolutionaries argued that government would really represent its people only when those very same people approved of the government. After the revolution, people began to think that numerous restrictions on voting seemed to be a violation of fundamental rights. During the period immediately following the revolution, some states replaced property qualifications for voting with tax-paying requirements to reflect the principle that there should be no taxation without representation. Other states allowed anyone who served in the army to vote. Vermont was the first state to eliminate all property and tax-paying qualifications for voting. By 1790, all religious requirements for voting disappeared. As a result, approximately 60% to 70% of adult white men could vote. During this time, six states, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, permitted free African Americans to vote.
Number 1. According to the lecture, what is the relationship between the American Revolution and the issue of voting? Number 2. By 1790, who had been newly allowed to vote in New York?